This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope.
How contentious that bet was would have paid you with crumpled up dollar bills. I would have crumbled them all up individually and like left them in your spot.
Okay, I'm going to give you the $50 out here for the golf bet.
Oh, my God.
Hold this.
I forgot all about it. The $50?
Yeah.
Great. What are you doing?
Taking off my shoe. I got money in the shoe.
What?
And the Bulldog.
Used to do that with stuff at the pizza place. Like, we used to just, in front of the guy, like, pull the 20 out of your wallet, put it under your shirt and rub your underarm with it, and then give it to him.
There you go. Take the $50.
No, I don't want.
Take the $50.
I'd really rather not. I don't want that $50 from your sweaty, disgusting sock and sneaker.
This is a payoff.
I don't want that $50. Give me a clean $50.
This is a $50.
I'm not touching that $50.
Take
I don't want
the
it.
$50.
No.
They're not paying you.
What?
I'm not paying you.
This you is owe me $50.
What this is $50.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, Sneaky Joe. Nice sunny day. Bulldogs in the attic. What's new with the attic? Any new any changes since you started working there?
No. It's pretty much status quo. I have noticed spots on the carpet that over the years have met with spillage of various beverages. And it's not the kind of thing that I've ever really paid much attention to, but now that I'm sitting here and not occupied by something, I'm concentrating on doing this, so I'm not necessarily like looking through liner notes of an album or fiddling around with a guitar. I'm sort of sitting here, I'm seeing spots that I never saw before, and I need to figure out a way to sort of do some carpet cleaning, I think.
Isn't it also early in the day for you to be up there when you're up there for this?
Yeah, kind of.
So the light comes in and just it exposes
right.
your and, biggest yeah. flaws.
And I am sitting. Normally, there's the biggest windows in the room are at the front of the house, and that's where the chair I normally sit in is with its back to those windows, and that is way too comfortable a chair to do this with you in. So I'm sitting in a more of an upright armchair. And it's in a different spot in the room, which, given the light that you just mentioned, is what is exposing all these spots that need some attention. So, other than that, everything's great.
Well, you got out a little bit. I mean, you went to a few stores, right? Anything
yep.
else? You going no. anywhere like outside? You've been going to the park.
I did
walking
not.
Walking to the park.
I have not been in the park since week before last.
You are really just shut in then.
Yeah, I have really been shut in. I took the dog for a walk around the neighborhood, thus the neighborhood sidewalk power rankings of who defers to whom.
Yes.
That was, I think, Thursday into Friday. But, yeah, no, I haven't been anywhere besides getting toilet paper on Saturday morning, and then that's it. So, I've very much been a shut-in.
We went to Akron Falls.
I've been there, all right.
You have?
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
It's a nice little joint.
Akron Falls, Murder Creek. This is like, we're driving there, and my son, this is just how he always is. I got to know, why is it Murder Creek? So my wife looks it up, and she just says, you know what? When we get back in the car, I'll tell you. We had gotten there, and so when we get back in the car, I'll tell you what it says here about Murder Creek. So we had a nice little hike there. I mean, it was pretty short, but it
was. It's not a real long hike. Yeah.
No, it was very nice. You know, pretty. And we spent an hour and a half just walking around Akron Falls. Get back in the car. That's about a 40-minute drive for me. So we are back in the car heading home from Murder Creek in Akron Falls. And she's like, all right, yeah, let me get you that story. This story went on for like half the drive.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it was longer than the hike was, the story of the legend of Murder Creek. Back 200 years ago, you know, you can look that up for yourself. Apparently,
so this is one of those. This is one of those longer segments. So, I mean, go right ahead. No,
I'm going to pass. I'm like, really? What? This story? You know, I thought it was good. I had no idea what it was going to be. So, Murder Creek, and I'm thinking it's going to be like, I don't know. You Google it, and oh, in 1974, this person was murdered there, and they never found them or something like that. Instead, it's a Native American tale from like 200 years ago, and I mean, it was so long. There's Murder Creek, and there was a girl, and somebody was chasing her, and then we're in a house, and then the people who lived in the house got involved, and then the dad comes. I mean, you get really got to, I don't know. It's longer than some things.
I'm afraid. There's no reason to say it that way. I did not know this story. I don't remember even knowing about Murder Creek. But I went out there with Leo. He got into the idea of hiking. We went to the Adirondacks for a long weekend a few years ago, and this was a part of that. We've done Devil's Hole a couple times. And this was a little trip he and I took one Saturday afternoon in the spring just to go. And your description's good. Like it's not a real taxing hike.
No.
It's pretty quick, but it's pretty cool. Like the falls itself is really nice, and we got pretty close to it. The day we were there, we were able to get down pretty close, which was neat. But I didn't know anything about Murder Creek, so we missed out. And Leo, I think, might have liked the Murder Creek story.
Well,
so.
I hope I haven't disappointed him by barely telling it. It was long. If he can't sleep, well, that's not going to help him either. I don't know. You can look it up. That's what I'm supposed to say, right? You can look it up.
Yes, that's right. He can look it up for himself.
I was oddly comforted by seeing on Twitter, as I got back on Twitter today, that there was a new round of arguing about whether Josh Allen is good. That's, you know, it's a little bit, again, comforting to know that that is just not dead. You know, that has not come to a standstill like so much else.
Yeah.
I mean, who starts these things? What are we doing here? We're still, what is this one, Joe? Somebody put a ranking out of quarterbacks and he was not in the top three, so we're mad or what?
Greg Rosenthal, of NFL.com put him 23rd. He was doing it among, he was ranking them amongst their value on their current contract. So honestly, 23rd would even be lower because. Like, a lot of the guys up high are the guys on rookie contracts, but...
Did you hear John Clayton? No, that was a pretty good number. He said, I think he said 11 AFC starting quarterbacks are on their rookie deals.
Yeah, it's a lot of young guys.
It could be, anyway. Like, Stidham, if he were to start, and maybe, you know, a draft pick or two, but Burrow, right?
Burrow, Tua, maybe, yeah, right.
That's pretty good. Who are the ones that are not? Roethlisberger.
Rivers in Indianapolis.
Right. He's also not expensive, though, anymore.
Right.
Right? I mean,
well, 21, 25. 22,
oh, it's that
25,
much?
Yeah. Maybe.
That's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it still ranks like outside the top 15,
right.
But yeah.
Derek Carr is on a meaty. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's big, yeah. He could get benched, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carr, Roethlisberger, Rivers.
Tannehill.
What a list. Like, are these guys even? These are not the quarterbacks you'd really want.
No, they're not the good ones. None of them are. Yeah.
Is there one more? Not Watson.
Not Mahomes.
Jacksonville. No.
The entire AFC East will be rookie deals.
Right. Yeah, probably. That's it.
Unless Fitz starts.
The Chargers, what are they doing? I mean, Taylor's not on a rookie deal, but it's not an expensive deal.
Either. Yeah, it's like $6 million, $7 million.
You know, maybe he would count, but you could put a rookie there, too.
Right. Yeah, it could be Herbert or even.
I don't want to pick Taylor and not Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right, that's right.
Or Dalton.
Yeah, Dalton.
Yeah, that's fair. Right.
Wow.
I think that's it.
All right. So what does 23rd mean? Did you actually spend some time with that?
If
it's 23rd, who's ahead of him that's awful, or who's behind him that's awful?
22 was Minshew. 21 is Rivers, Tannehill, Carr, Roethlisberger, Darnold, Brady, and Goff were a lot of the guys I saw people had issues with.
Right.
And it was a lot of also Mayfield's at 10, Allen's at 23, Darnold's at 17, Allen's at 23. So that was part of it. 24 is Daniel Jones, 25 is Bridgewater. So it wasn't the worst list I've ever seen. I'd probably have him higher than Minshew, but
I liked him.
I liked Minshew too, but I wonder how much of that Bortles factor is going in there, where he was just putting stats up because they were throwing a lot because they were behind.
I don't know. I'm not sure there was a lot of that.
There was some of it, at least.
What he has, though, see, this is on me. And it could be right to put him above Allen. It could be. This is what we do, though. Why was it sort of like a knee-jerk reaction? Because he was picked in the sixth round or something.
Yeah, sixth.
And so when Minshew showed up, there was a night game against Tennessee. I was the guy who watched it. There was a night game, the Jacksonville, Tennessee annual night game, and he played in that game, and he played well. And there was the game against Kansas City. He goes in week one of his career, he goes in for Foles, who gets hurt in that game. Look at the stats. Like, they're awesome. Against the team that would win the Super Bowl. So, like, there were a couple of things with him, way better than in this night game I'm talking about. So there were a couple of things with him, like, wow, Minshew. And he became, you know this, he became a guy for me that helped make one of my favorite points, helped me make one of my favorite points, which is just like how, I don't want to be, it's not like it's a criticism because they really maybe can't do better, but the drafting in the league is just so faulty. Right? So this guy would not have gotten a chance without that injury. He's not a high pick. So nobody really needs him to play. Nobody's job rests with him, rides on him. He goes in an emergency and is good. Oh, look at this. And so you would, and maybe I am guilty of this, you would overrate him because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in contrast, Allen was picked seventh overall. He damn well better be good,
right?
For that, you know, for that price,
right? So if they did, and I'm not saying that they did, but if they did perform exactly the same, you would probably mark Minshew up for it and grade Allen down for it,
yeah,
because he's seventh overall and Minshew is a sixth round pick. So he's playing above his head, whereas Allen is not meeting expectations because he was the seventh overall pick.
Allen and Sam Darnold and, of course, Baker Mayfield and even Josh Rosen, but least so Rosen of those four guys, like, they always have to meet a very high standard to have been worthy of when they were drafted. Jackson is less that than the others because Jackson was picked 32nd, I think, right? And he was also fifth. So the way to frame Jackson is to say he was the fifth quarterback in that draft. You know, that's just one way you could sort of tip it a little bit more toward what are they doing? What are these guys doing, not picking him higher?
Right, but now that's all over because he's the MVP.
Unanimous MVP at 22 years old.
Right, so there's no more. I don't think that now trumps wherever he was drafted and what the expectation was based on that, because he's the MVP, so now he's supposed to live up to being the MVP, which might be hard, you know, but that's going to be what I think the expectation is.
Well, Jackson, if Jackson goes away for whatever reason, he goes away right now, that they still got a lot out of that pick, you know? They still got a season where they lost in the playoffs. It'd be an easier point if they had won in the playoffs. But, you know, they've been to the playoffs twice with him. They were the top seed in the conference. They were the Super Bowl favorite, and he was the MVP of the league. Like, they've already scored, and the Bills have too. I mean, it's not nearly as high. But but the Bills have scored too already with Allen, you know? You cut Tyrod Taylor when you go to the playoffs, and you put a rookie in. If they hadn't made the playoffs in year two, I don't know if we would be restless. But we would be wondering, like, all right, well, all right, 2 years. I mean, nothing has to be changed yet, but you know, you're running out of time here to get somewhere. And as it happens, they've already gotten somewhere with him. So that just kind of takes the pressure off.
It does. And it helps, I think, you know, this doesn't get you to a truth on where Allen is at in his progressions or anything. But I think it does help when you're thinking about him, that last year was like the playoffs were like almost a rocking chair certainty, you know, the way the year started and the way the conference looked. So like, well, I don't know, how bad can Allen be? I'm cruising to the playoffs. You know, that helps aesthetically, I think, how you feel about Allen as opposed to statistically where he ranks or whatever. It's just, you know, the quarterback, you know, my team has a quarterback and they're cruising to a wild card spot. It's a pretty foreign concept for us, you know, but that's kind of how last year went.
What about Darnold? Like, are you what is it to consider Darnold above him at this stage? What is it? Is it crazy? Is it, you know, right? Like, what is it to consider Darnold the better? What do I even want? The better player or having had the better career so far? I mean, it's really not that, is it? Because with better career so far or best career so far, you just line them up based on stats, and that's not what anybody's doing here.
Right.
Because that doesn't take any thought, you know? So you don't mean that. You mean who you'd rather have or something.
Right. I think all it might mean is that neither guy is done. They're not a finished product, and that guy, Darnold in this case, was the more highly rated, decorated prospect, and that still we're still thinking his ceiling is going to exceed Josh Allen's ceiling. That I think would be the only way you could get there, because based on how they've played, I don't think you could really make it happen.
I think they're. I mean, when I think of Darnold, I think about the Jets. When I think about him, I think about how they've had two head coaches already from 2 years. They've just had so much. They've been in so much flux, the Jets. Like, it's really a stark contrast between the two guys' careers so far. It's like the Bills have become this picture of stability, and the Jets are like, you know, and Gase, within that, Gase is like this wild card. So, oh, we have Le'Veon Bell now. Great. Oh, we didn't really want him.
Right.
We fired our GM and we really didn't want Le'Veon Bell, but he's our running back. I mean, there's just been so much stuff like that. So you have to, these lists are great to talk about, but you know, you need to know like how much of it is kind of out of the control of the player. And I think about Darnold, I think he's kind of had a tough hand so far. I'm not sure he's good. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But he's been dealt a pretty tough hand so far.
Right, what would he look like here? What would he look like if instead of this upcoming year, he still might not have an offensive line, and he's got Gase still, and he's got Crowder and Perriman as his top receivers? What does he look like if it's Diggs, Beasley, and Brown? What if he looks like the same offensive coordinator 3 years in a row? And I think they've been close enough where I might put Darnold marginally ahead of him if I were doing a list like this, just because I would think, well, if they're relatively similar so far statistically and like what the strengths and weaknesses of their games have been in 2 years, I might want to assume that since Allen's getting the better hand, that I would maybe rather have Darnold in my system, in my setup.
When you look at, I read this much of that blurb, Greg Rosenthal. I read at least some of the blurb, and he says, I need three things: decision-making, accuracy, and athleticism, right? Those are three things. And he's like, Allen is one out of three. And so if that's your angle, I mean, I think that's – I would agree with that point. I mean, that's something – Joe did too, right? Like, I would agree with that point. If your athleticism – and maybe Allen's is – it's good. It's not maybe world class. It's good. It's up there. If one of your areas is off the charts good, then you can overcome other areas, you know? And if coaching and the – stability and the weapons and all this other stuff adds up to what am I saying? I'm saying what we already know. Like, you can still have a great career, or, you know, a good career at least. But ranking the guys, you know, I just felt like, you know, okay, well, the world hasn't completely stopped.
Right. There's still not everything's a new normal. We're still going to see Allen not well thought of necessarily by someone from the outside. And when that happens, we are all going to attack that person.
or each other.
Right. Right.
You know,
that's just par for the course. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I read something like that, and I certainly don't mind the potential for discussion to be born out of it. So, I mean, I don't have a complaint about the content. But when I think about that, I just think, of course, Allen still has a lot to prove. Is anybody out there denying that he still has a lot to prove? If you are, then maybe I want to talk to you, because I want to know how you think he's done already. Like done as far as like a finished product. Like if this is who he is, that this is going to be good for the next 10 years. I'd say I don't agree with that.
The first question is always, are you doing it because do you want to be right? Or do you just want to are you signing up for the Army?
Right.
You know, like I root for the Bills, so I'm in the Army. And if somebody criticizes the Bills, I am here to tell them why they're wrong, even if I'm the one who's actually wrong. If you're that, whatever. If you're actually trying to be right, then it can be interesting.
Yep.
803-0550 is the number. 0506 Sabres Week on MSG. I've got a question for Joe, a new question for Joe about that season. And we'll talk about the playoff series being highlighted this week. In fact, all four Sabres wins in the series are being shown this week on MSG starting at 8 tonight. We'll get into that. Lots of football still ahead as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It went one way last week, and then it did a 180. So right now the two options on the table are at the facility with a select number of people in our normal draft room, or probably in a private residence somewhere, something like that. So with, again, probably 5 or less people max, I would think. It sounds like leaning more that way, but the league is still working through some things. I think at the end of the day, it's got to be a competitive balance. And for every team to be able to go to their facility, it's got to be legal in every state. And I think that's where some of the speed bumps, you know, have occurred with this.
All right, good job. That's Bills GM Brandon Bean on WGR this morning. The league did announce later today than that interview that they will do a virtual draft. The facilities will not be open, so Bean will have no option of going to the stadium and having his scouts there and whoever else. He'll be home, and I don't know if it's alone necessarily. Like, what about the people who live there? Are they allowed to be in the room? I don't know exactly. They don't know everything about this, but from Adam Schefter, it was like other Bills personnel can't go to his house and sort of team up that way. So another thing that we've just never had before, you know? This will be, everybody's saying it, this will be kind of like your fantasy draft. Your fantasy draft doesn't have like video conferencing, and it doesn't have 32 teams probably. It might.
Well, yours might not.
Yours does.
Yeah, all my super secret fantasy leagues. If we have video, we zoom the whole league.
Yeah,
I don't.
Well, that's
really
good. I
don't even know what I really just said.
If anybody drops
I think
out,
it was right.
If anybody drops out, I'm in a league. So I'm in this one baseball league. This is a Strat-O-Matic league with guys all over the country. The league has been up for more than 30 years. And it's Glenn Mack now. He's one guy who's been on the show out of Philly. He's the guy who kind of runs it. There's another guy in this league. He's a professor at Clemson. And, you know, everybody's emailing. The connections are the thing now, right? Like, you're reconnecting with some people. It's sort of ironic because you're not seeing them in person, but you might be reaching out to people you haven't talked to in a long time during this. And so everybody in this league is, you know, talking about how weird it is and everybody's home. This guy's a college professor. He's got no place to go. No kids or anything, as far as I know. So what he did was, he's done a couple of things like this. But Joe, he ran 25 simulations of our season, upcoming season, and then charted everything. He charted all the teams' average, like the mean wins, and then your best, your worst. How many playoff seasons were you? Then it was who would have won the MVP in all 25 seasons, and who would have won the Cy Young, and who would have won this, and rookie of the year. Incredible. So I was, of course, inspired by this. And I just started to do a little bit of this for Shopes and Dreams. We only have 2 years. We don't have simulations yet because we don't have our rookie draft yet. We'll get there, though, Joe. We will get
there. We could get some simulations together.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of that these days. I've been bored, so.
And you're going through the rookie draft. I'm excited for that rookie draft. Yep. The plan was for it to be in Canada. I don't know. That's in June.
I don't think that's considered an essential business warrant going across the border at this moment. I think.
You got to admit, there are a lot of interesting ways the word essential are being used right now. A lot of things are essential.
To me, it's essential.
You didn't know were essential.
Yeah. It's essential I have a good time while drafting these rookie players that are going to mean a lot to our franchises going forward.
Bulldog, what do you think? June 13th in Canada. Should I call it off or what? Should I keep it open?
I wouldn't cancel it. I mean, the border being open is different than you're free to gather in public spaces in large space. Like, it's conceivable to me that that's a step that could come prior to, you know, more significant big, not saying that an international border isn't significant. Like, we just sort of take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I know I certainly do. Like, just traveling back and forth all summer and living up there for 2 or 3 months. But maybe there'll be enough trust and similarity in what Ontario and what New York or what the U.S. and Canada are going through that's something that gets back to normal sooner than, say, we get a stadium full of baseball fans. So I wouldn't call it off yet.
Yeah, we need each other. So we got to get that. We got to get that back.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a very, I don't, I was reluctant. This happened last week. And I won't use a name here, and I won't even describe, I'll leave the person's position out of this too. But someone in Fortier government, I'll say, sent me an email asking if I knew what the status of American citizens who have homes that they summer in Fortier, Ridgeway, whatever, in Southern Ontario, what the status is.
You think this was a listener?
I think it was a listener, but it's also someone in government that has been, like, they said they've been in meetings and they're just curious if I've heard anything. And I looked at the email and went, you got to
love that, though.
I mean, what?
Bulldog's connected.
I
heard you interview Mark Poloncarz, and you're like, this guy, he might know stuff I need to know.
This was before we talked to Mark, but, like, okay. I thought it was really interesting. I responded with, I'm sort of waiting for the government to tell me whether I can go to Canada. I don't have any insight to offer you. It's just kind of a very curious email.
Homeowners is interesting, though. I mean,
yeah,
on a certain level, different than me, someone who wants to go to a winery for a fantasy football draft, there's a certain degree of necessity for you that does not exist for me. But
right.
At the same time, you're not, you know, you're not goods. You're not necessary goods. You're not masks.
Right. What I'm going to be doing there, if I am allowed in, is not going to be essential. It might be essential to my property, although, see, that's complicated. Like, even if they get to a place where, like, people who own land, like, we don't technically, this place is in my mother-in-law's grandmother's name or something. Like, it's just long. It's a very tangled line to me and my wife. So, like, I don't know that we'd even have it possible to prove anything.
What you need is citizenship. You need dual citizenship.
Right.
Could you get that? You live there.
I don't think so. No, I don't think it's that easy.
Now is maybe not the best time to pursue it.
Probably not.
Now is not the time to pursue anything.
No.
Now is the time to get work done at home and to get in shape.
Uh-huh. Well, how's that going?
Are you asking Joe? Because you know how it's going if you're asking me.
I'm asking almost for all of us. The getting in shape thing is not – I was – those first couple days I went to the park, it was very good for me mentally. And a part of that was that I felt good enough to be able to run a little, which is not something I have been doing for the better part of a year now. And that probably wasn't a good idea. Because everything, my back is killing, everything is like, I can't even, it's bad. There are people who have way worse problems. So, I mean, of course, that needs to be known. But, the exercise thing is, I'm a little off on that. I'm gonna have some ground to make up here eventually. Because the 2 days running about a mile each day did not go real well for my knees nor my back.
Well, we've got our challenges. We've also got a lot of time that we are not used to having for different things, some of which recreational, watching TV. Maybe you are way more likely, as I am, to watch Sabres games this week than you would be otherwise if they were live.
Yeah.
Although the season would be over. The regular season would have been over this weekend, last weekend.
We'd be gearing up for the playoffs on probably Wednesday.
So there is no chance I would have been watching Sabres games live this week. Anyway. But
I did. I will watch these games. I'm interested to see this series. So, of course, I said that last Monday, and by like the middle of the week, by Wednesday, Thursday, I sort of had lost the plot a little bit with the games that were on last week. So we'll see how this week goes. But I know tonight I want to see the game. I did take some iSports, eSports, whatever it's called, out for a spin yesterday. I watched the NASCAR race and discovered that for me, now people that have prescription eyeglasses can maybe try the same thing if they want to. I found that watching the computer simulated race on Fox yesterday without my glasses on was about the same as watching a regular race without my glasses on. Like it was just blurry enough that it looked like a real race.
Yeah.
But if I put my glasses on, they could immediately tell, like, okay, wow, these are computers. But without my glasses, I was like, this looks like Bristol. I'm all right here, so I watched that for a while.
there is the beginning of another great coronavirus quarantine idea, watching things back without your glasses on. That you might notice things you never saw.
Right.
The whole thing might look different.
Right.
Just try it. Maybe there's an opportunity there.
So then that ended, and I went to – there was a Super Bowl on after that, Packers-Steelers maybe, 45, and I wasn't super interested in that. And eventually I noticed that the basketball, the 2K thing with guys playing the game, was going to start at 6. So I turned on ESPN2 at about 5:45, and that had – it was a computer game, like teams of people playing what looked to be flying cars playing soccer. Have you ever seen this?
Yes, this is Rocket League. This is the only video game I currently play.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me write that down.
Flying cars playing soccer is a decent description, Joe?
That's what it is, basically. Okay.
I am right at that cusp with Cars 3 where we got Miss Fritter and we got the Tokyo track. You know, in a video game, you get to a point where like, you know, I've played this a lot now. I could use another one.
Mm-hmm. This is
the cusp. I'm at the car's cusp.
This is it. Rocket League is where you need to
go. Rocket League is definitely.
I've heard of it.
It's very. I like it because it's very much like hockey when you're playing it. Like in terms of like what you're supposed to do, you need to have like a rotation. It's a good game. I also watched this 2K tournament. I watched one game. Big upset. Kevin Durant goes down. He was the favorite.
Who won?
Derek Jones, 16 seed. Derek Jones Jr.
Not
don't even
Hassan
know who he
Whiteside?
Plays for in real life, but. Hassan Whiteside also lost. He lost as the 3 seed by 30, 84-54 to Patrick Beverley.
What did Evan say?
Wow.
I don't remember.
I think he said take the dogs.
You had a lot of dogs that won.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, he said something about Durant being an underdog as a one seed or something. He had some point about that. I don't think he said take the Dogs. Bulldog, did you get your whole story out?
Yeah, no, that was it. Okay. That was everything. Auto racing simulation without glasses looks real. Flying soccer cars was bizarre for me. I had a hard time following it, but, you know, I'm 54. And then, I watched a little basketball, but I didn't. It was Sabonis against some guy, and I didn't know who anybody was.
Montrezl Harrell was his opponent.
Yeah. Right.
This is the tournament we're talking about?
Yeah. So I watched that for a little bit, but it wasn't – the game doesn't look that good. Like, you know, I mean, it looked real herky-jerky kind of, and I was just like, whatever. I don't know who these guys are. I'm sure it'll be fun if they start trash-talking one another, but I'm out. I bailed out.
Hmm. All right.
But I tried. I was my thought was, I want to see – I mean, this is what we've got, right? Rather than watch a year-old golf tournament, I'm going to sign up to watch these guys play computer basketball.
I'm realizing that the only old sports I'm watching during this is here.
Yeah.
And the Sabres. I've watched a couple of the Sabres, and I'm going to want to look at tonight. I'm going to want to look at game one tonight. I had a question for Joe about that season that I have thought about for a few days and not asked you yet, and it's almost too late today for me to ask you now. But maybe. But it's coming, Joe. Don't worry about it. Don't lose sleep over this.
The anticipation is growing.
It's not that Raptors stat. It's nothing serious like that. It's more just an easygoing question about how you remember that team. 803-0550 for us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is WGR. WGR 550 and Outlet Liquor want to know what's your outlet to pass the time these days. Tweet us at WGR550 with hashtag what's your outlet, no apostrophe, for your chance to win a $25 gift card to Western New York's only outlet liquor. New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, head to Outlet Liquor. Here's my question for Joe. I'll just get it in.
Okay.
I know that you're old enough to have loved the 05-06 Sabres. Are you old enough to have hated them before that? But not, if not hated, been sort of discouraged? Like, another way of saying it is, was 05-06 your first entry into the Sabres?
No. I would have been alert enough at that point with them to know that they weren't good and know that, like, I would have been watching the games before the lockout and been upset when they lost, but I'm not sure I was carrying everything day to day. Like, they play this team tonight. Like, if it's on, I'm watching it. I'm more of like a casual observer, I think, at that point.
Okay.
Right. You're not.
So
you're
I don't really have a strong feeling on like what they were. I know they weren't good, but I didn't like hate those teams, no.
Right. You're not walking around mad they let Hasek go.
No, not that at all.
Right. I guess that's what I
although,
mean.
Although, I mean, like, maybe the lockout, like, that is about the starting point, because I do remember, like, that summer, like, Chetan. Finneganoff was always my favorite player, but I always loved Chetan. And when I found out like he was walking and he was going, like, I remember being upset about that. But while like before that, like, maybe that's my first entry point into like having a strong feeling like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hated isn't the word I want, but been down, you know, just being down on them. I had all those days to walk around with this question. I couldn't even get the word right. Yeah, it's not hated. It's just sort of. What one thing about 05-06 that makes them so popular is what the few years before that were like. They might move. The building is empty. Hasek quit the team and they traded him for nothing. Like, these things happen, and that added to how it felt. And, you know, maybe next year for the real Sabres, the current Sabres could be like this. All this losing might help them sort of shoot up in terms of popularity if they were to get good.
That also could also just be, though, like, I hadn't really, like, when you're saying that, like, part of 05-06 is what happened right before. And I believe, like, I experienced that, just maybe not in the same way because of my age. And my first, like, coherent memories of watching games and, like, seasons is probably, like, right when Bledsoe gets here. And it's like those, yeah, like, Briere and Drury just get here. Like, that's about the timeline for me. And when that's, like, your starting off point, I didn't really have memories of teams that like I would have been in love with or like thought that they could actually win it or do anything serious. So that it was brand new, really. For me, that's why I think maybe makes up for I didn't feel so down about the team before, but 05-06 is, like, that feeling is brand new for me.
I have to put it in terms of what you remember is when I started working here.
Yeah, that's about right.
When I started.
Sure.
If I was working here, you remember it. And if I wasn't working here yet, you probably don't.
Probably. That's a
July 1, 2002 is when I started working here. That's what we'll go with. Right, Bulldog? Does that make sense?
Sure.
For you, it's different. For you, it's more complicated.
A little bit, yeah. Well, although you and I getting together in September of 03 is
sure.
like close enough
sure.
to that, you know? So like that timeline kind of works a little bit.
All right, next hour, Sal Capaccio, virtual draft trivia for Sal, and his cool project idea on the website with Eric Wood from the weekend. If you don't know about it, stay tuned. And also John Clayton.
Right now I'm here again to talk to you about your lawn. It's early April. I think we're safely done with snow. I mean, I'm no weatherman.
It might snow Sunday.
There's Mike already. Why are you so negative? Whatever. I'm pretty confident. You're starting to think about your lawn. You're getting some green. I heard one of my neighbors had the lawnmower running this weekend. And if you want to get on top of your lawn this year, I would suggest, like, if you want it to look by on top of it, I mean, like, plush and green and weed-free, you call the experts at Mr. Lawn Care, locally owned, and they will restore your lawn to a lush, green, weed-free, healthy state. Stop wasting precious time trying to do it yourself. That has always ended for myself in frustration is a word. Brown spots, dead spots, weeds, regardless of all the time and energy I put into it. So have the experts take care of it from Mr. Lawn Care, and your lawn will end up looking great. They've got a fantastic offer for you right now where you can buy 4 lawn treatments, and they'll give you another one for free. So buy 4. Get a fifth one at no charge from Mr. Lawn Care. That is the offer right now. Call and ask about buy 4, get one more for free. Restrictions do apply. If you want to find out more, you can Facebook Mr. Lawn Care and inbox them there, or just call 683-LAWN today. That's 683-LAWN for Mr. Lawn Care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.